The Stock Market Report with Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities.
Stock market starting the week on the wrong foot, but only slightly down. Hello, Kevin.
Yes, indeed. I thought, well, I kept reading the headlines first thing this morning when I was checking out what was going to happen, and they were all saying, oh, the Aussie market will be up today, it'll be up today. I looked and it was up about 15 or 16 early, but we just spent the rest of the day giving it back. And we're giving it back because resources prices are weaker. They cannot do a deal between the Chinese and the US at the moment on their trade deal. They're trying to work out how to soften the blow, I think, for each group. But no trade deal, which means weaker commodity prices, which means weaker Australian prices, and it flowed all the way through. And we had some, a lot of interesting things occurred, though. Well, the stocks that were up a lot and stocks that were down a lot. And at the end of the day, we finished down 11 at 6,416.
And a lot of the buyers, Kevin, still warming to those so-called defensive shares.
I remember reading this once upon a time about these defensive biotechs. Well, they're still hurtling along at a huge pace. Cochlear, what's that you say? I hear you say?
Can't hear.
$2.7, up $2.79, $218.60. CSL up $2.12, $229.43. I look at that and I just go, that's a mark. I remember these stocks were $15, $16. Now they're moving that in a month or a quarter. So quite phenomenal. Yeah, they were the two highlights in terms of percentage rises today. The other big highlight in terms of percentage rises was Northern Star.
Resumed and after that Alaskan purchase.
Correct, yes. They made the Alaskan purchase. They raised $175 million at $6.70 a share after being going off the market just over $7. Well, they've just came on under about $7.70 and kept powering along. And they've actually, for the first time I've ever seen them in the top 10 turnover stocks for the day on the ASX. It's a big effort for them because they're only a $4 billion company. We're talking about companies that have got market caps of hundreds of billions of dollars. So for a $4 billion company to be in the top eight, it's quite a significant move.
Massive.
Up 16%, $1.16, a record high of $8.12 a share. So full kudos to the management there at Northern Star for pulling that off, and for those that put the money in will be very, very happy about that. They turned over 11 million shares, so quite an extraordinary thing, but it just teaches once again the short sellers.
Oh, you hate the short sellers.
Oh, I think that should be outlawed, but anyway, we won't go into that, it'll get me wound up. But short selling has been a terrible position to have been in the last few months because the reporting season's been pretty good as we've been reporting, which is why the index is over 6,400. But we saw things like TPG, Ausdrill,
Telstra
announce results and things. You think, oh, yeah, it'll help them a little bit. And all of a sudden, they're jumping 10 and 15 and 20%. Well, that's the short sellers covering. And we saw that happen with Ausdrill. They got up to $1.97. After announcing a rights issue at $1.47, guess what? Today, back at $1.58. TPG the same. Well, we knew about that deal. We spoke about that last week. And then when they actually confirmed it, then they went up 10 or 12%. Now they're down 20 cents. Telstra the same. So they're all starting to So it'll be interesting to see whether Northern Star can hold this level. It may do because the North Americans will be well and truly aware of Northern Star now.
Sure.
And maybe putting a bit of a premium on that. So that'll be interesting.
Other market movers, Kevin?
Treasury Wine Estate still doing well, up 38 cents to 1985. Whitehaven Coal going up 9 cents today. Nearmap continuing their good run. They've been a very solid performer in the last month. Good West Australian Company up another 8% today, $1.78. And looking further than Mount Gibson, a little bit better, back above 50. St Barbara also up 11 to 405. And yeah, that'll do for
that. What about Austal Ships, Kevin? Because I saw they reported last week they're building lots and lots of ferries.
They are. They're building ferries. They're building patrol boats. They're missing out on Australian government contracts. It doesn't really matter because they build lots of things. They've got shipyards in Atlanta, here in Perth, over in the Philippines. And they nearly got to $2 today, $1.99.5 after their profit result. It was a very solid thing. They're delivering ships to the Navy over there in the US. You know, they've got it covered. I quite like the look of them at the moment. An analyst is very keen on them here at Argonaut. So he values them at $2.50, and they're on their way to that, it seems. They're sailing off towards that at the moment, it would seem.
Boom-tish.
Exactly. Now, just going through the currency, it's down below 72. A while since I've seen that. Got 71.97 on it as we talk right now. Looking at the euro, it's getting very expensive, over $1.61. That's quite a change when you think about, we normally call about it in the mid-160s. Sterling's nearly $1.80, it's 179.6. The gold price, it's trying to go somewhere. I just like the fact it's holding 1200 in a weaker currency. Normally it goes down with the currency weakening as well, but now it's holding $1,200 nicely. So if you're an Australian dollar gold producer, 1670 is about $30 or $40 higher than what it was a week ago. So gold shares are still cheap at the moment.
All right, that'll do us for a Monday, and we'll see you live in the studio on Thursday afternoon, Kevin, taking listeners' calls as well. Look forward to it.
So am I. It'll be a good day. Thank you.